man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on October 25th, 2018, and that's how many days? 6 plus 6, 12 days. If you count it differently, 11 days away from the momentous election coming up. I'm James Kelso, your host in this live program for a brief 1 hour, developing the theme of the Trump phenomenon, what's happened over the last 24 hours in the Trump phenomenon, and no day since we began this show has been uneventful. Not likely that anyone ever will be, since Donald Trump is a, what is he? He's a jackhammer. He's a greyhound. He's a cyclone of energy. Gets up early, goes to bed late, works 7 days a week, never stops. So gives us pretty much more material than we could ever develop in a one-hour show. Part of the show is you, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's see, what shall we talk about tonight? Of course, we have to talk about the bomber thing. So, but I'll try not to let that chew up the whole show, since that, I believe, give you my further thinking on the bomber question, which I called last night false flag for sure. And I'll give a refinement on that. Well, there's no question. Let's take away the word no question. We have 10 bombs, as I count it in the news, 10 bombs, none of which are bombs, none of which are even designed to go off. For instance, as far as we are told, they have no detonators. Well, no detonator means no bomb. They don't go off without a detonator. So whoever designed these, also, they're much more puny than I had concluded just looking at them. They're not iron pipes. Apparently, they're PVC. They're only 6 inches long. They're puny, and they don't have a detonator. And they're very, well, whoever put them together is doing it, it appears, intentionally, clownishly. Put two adverbs together there. Intentionally, clownishly. The misspellings of names like Brennan, intentional. Someone, whoever put them together is very, very smart. Trying to act stupid. Intentionally clownish. The idea of sticking postage stamps on there, of making each package look like every other package, looking as if he or she wants to be caught. In fact, I'm kind of amazed that since we last talked last night, that whoever it is hasn't been caught. Because all those packages are an unlimited trove of intelligence, of leads, for what must be thousands of professional investigators who are working around the clock right now to try to find this person. So unless the person, if somebody isn't found in the next couple of days, then my conclusion would be that, in fact, whoever did it is very sophisticated and has left no tracks, which is almost impossible. With all the cameras, all the detection technologies, all the digital technologies, all the database and searching technologies, almost impossible for somebody to do something like this. 10 different devices delivered 10, you know, I think 8 different places. Anyway, so what to make of this? Well, when you look at something that's happening, you try to figure out why did someone do it. Isn't there a principle in law that you figure that what somebody caused to happen is what they intended to happen? It's a sort of an Occam's razor principle. Look at what they've caused to happen and then speculate, well, maybe that's what they intended. Well, what has this person caused to happen? The news is wall to wall, the bomber this, the bomber that. And that has effectively taken off the front page the news that the left, and who benefits from this? The left. The news lately is terrible for the left. The invasion from Honduras and Guatemala through Mexico is terrible for the left. They need to get that off the front page and off the television screen. Well, it's been done with this operation. I'll put one more log on the fire. Another possibility as to who did this, it could be a whack job, a really whacked out person who may want to be the subject of the news, kind of suicidally, may want to be a headline and may want to be on the news. And that may be the purpose of this person, because that's something that's been accomplished. Whoever it is, the mysterious bomber is all over the news. Well, let's go with Occam's razor. That may be what that person intended. This is their 15 minutes of glory, and for which they're willing to risk possibly life in prison, certainly a long time in prison. So there you go with that. Stay tuned. Let's hope that we get back to the real news shortly. The shortest way to do that would be to apprehend this person. And then there are a couple possibilities. It may end up being the pure false flag, a left winger who did all this. It could be a quote unquote right winger, a nut who thinks he's a right winger. And so that's another possibility. So anyway, we'll come back to that. Other stories of interest. We always follow the Trump rallies. That's what should be front and center and is being displaced by this bomber thing. Donald Trump will appear again, his next big appearance, Charlotte, North Carolina, tomorrow. Nothing today, but tomorrow in Charlotte, North Carolina. That will be a big one. And then the next day, Saturday, Murfreesboro, Illinois, which is just 53 miles up the road from Kelso, Missouri, which is my family, through Cape Girardeau, 53 miles on the road, 40-some miles as the crow flies. And we will cover that rally on Sunday, October 28th, the rally being on the 27th. Then now there's a new rally. A new one is on the agenda here, and it is scheduled for Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween, in Fort Myers, Florida. And I'm really happy that the president has scheduled this one. I was hoping he would put something on a on his schedule in Florida soon, and he's just done it. Reason being is that our man, DeSantis in Florida, needs help against this idiot, Andrew Gillum. And the heck, let's go to that story now. DeSantis is a great candidate, a great patriot. The Gillum, I'm shocked. The polls, and these may be lying, the polls are saying that Gillum is in the lead. They're saying Ron DeSantis trails. This it seems completely absurd because Ron DeSantis is as good as they get. Andrew Gillum is as bad as they get. Are the people of Florida this messed up that they actually are favoring such a screwed up Democrat candidate? And I mean, Andrew Gillum, he's incomprehensible just in his speech. He can't even speak English. He talks in some, I don't know if what, let's look him up. Let's see where he comes from. He may just come, he's talking sort of ghetto jive. I don't, tell me what you think, how you would describe his language. Let's look him up here, see where he, why he can't speak English. He was the mayor of Tallahassee, born in Miami, 39 years old, and is raised in Gainesville. So he's just, his the explanation for his incomprehensibility would be he's speaking in ghetto jive. And he's a super left-wing social democrat, communist. Ron DeSantis needs Donald Trump's help, and he's going to get it on, let's look at that date again, the rally in Fort Myers on the west coast there of Florida on Wednesday. So that should be a heck of an event. I'm going to keep an eye here on my call-in board in case we get a caller at 800-313-9443. You can dial in and you'll get in on the show. Here's another good story. This one out of Europe. Europe's illegal migrants need to go home, says the Czech Prime Minister. Now, there's a story after my heart. Populist Czech Minute Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, B-A-B-I-S, has said that Europe's illegal migrants, quote, need to go home, unquote, and rejected European Union plans for increasing the size and power of its border force, Frontex. He said, quote, there are 700,000 illegal migrants. They need to go home, Prime Minister Babiš told The Guardian ahead of Brexit talks with Prime Minister Theresa May in London on Wednesday. Babiš, the founder of the center-right ANO party, was elected last year after running on a pro-sovereignty, anti-open borders platform, that is a Trump platform, and is closely aligned with fellow Visegrad members Hungary, Poland, and Slovakia. Visegrad is this alliance of nations that have come to their senses, those four that I mentioned, in Central Europe. And they understand the primary issue, which is maintaining their sovereignty and protecting their the peoplehood of their people. Like the leaders of his fellow Central European allies, he has refused the EU's forced reallocation of asylum seekers and warned that resettling was the, quote, I love this, this is Trumpian language, is it not? Road to hell, unquote, and would exacerbate illegal migration after nearly 2 million had arrived since the 2015 crisis. Now, I don't know, I'm trying to understand that sentence. There's somebody's got a typo in there somewhere because it doesn't read right. He might have meant exacerbate. Yes, I think that's what he meant. Exacerbate is the word that was meant, not exasperate. It will exacerbate illegal migration after nearly 2 million have arrived since the 2015 crisis. The Slovakia-born populist, the Czech prime minister, also told the left-wing newspaper, The Guardian, that he rejects the European Commission's plans to expand the size of Frontex, saying the priority should be stopping the people smugglers who are bringing migrants from Africa and Asia across the Mediterranean to mainland Europe. He said, quote, smugglers made 5.7 billion euros in 2016, and we have to stop it, the Czech premier, not prime minister, said. He added that the proposed 10 billion euros for a Frontex expansion, I guess that's the border force, that would be translated into our American terms, that would be ICE and Border Patrol. The 10 billion euro Frontex expansion budget would be better spent on investing in African nations to stop the migrant flows at the source. Well, I think I'm just the first time I've read that sentiment from Babish, and I would disagree with him. I think money spent on a frontier force is very well spent. And I think if what he's talking about is the idea that if you send money to these third world hellholes, they will somehow get better, and that will stem the flow of exiting immigrants, I disagree. That is a black hole, that hellhole of third world nations, and it will not be fixed by pumping your wealth into it. But I do like what he said. So that's a little bit of, I'll excuse him that, a little bit of naivete, I think. But I do love what he says here. These people should stay home. And then he says, and we should help them in Africa. Now, I see where he's going with this. And maybe something was just simply lost in the translation from Czech. He's right about, this is a correct approach to take. We should help them in Africa. He may not be sending, let's send them a lot of money. He's taking a line which is quite correct, which is, what is the point of taking, well, let's put it this way. Tucker Carlson, I think, made this point on one of his recent shows brilliantly. The left says we're getting, the people that we're getting in this immigration invasion are wonderful people, and they're a huge asset to our economy and to our culture and to our whole life. They are a blessing to us. In fact, yes, it was Tucker Carlson, and he was quoting Jorge Ramos. sorry to ruin your evening by mentioning his name, Jorge Ramos. The font of irrationality. So Carlson's came back to him with this. He said, an unanswerable rejoinder. He said, if these people are so great, why don't we keep them where they are? Isn't that let's do the favor to Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras. These are their best people. These are a blessing. They're in economic plus. They're a national resource. So let's let them invest themselves in Honduras and Guatemala and so on. In other words, the point is you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't pick one or the other, Jorge. You can't have it both ways. But of course, hypocrisy is what the left is all about. We'll be right back.
The first First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And we're talking about Andrzej Babiš, the prime minister. I researched that during the break. He is the prime minister. And he is, let's go back to his article here. Of the Czech Republic, and his great comments here. And I'm understanding them better. I studied them a little more thoroughly in the break, and so now they make a lot more sense to me. I understand why he's against the European Union spending billions of euros on a frontier force, Frontex. Reason being, and this is differentiates the EU situation, the situation of the EU nations from us. We don't have any EU sitting over us. The Czech Republic and Andrej Babiš don't want an army that is a frontier force of EU soldiers and police guarding, so-called, the frontier of the Czech Republic. That's very wise on his part. He should say thank you, but no thank you. We'll have Czech Republic police and military guarding our border. Thank you very much. You can keep your EU goons away from our country. So more sentiment that he has here at the end of this article. He says these people should stay home and we should help them in Africa. He says we have our culture, they have their values, but we want to keep our values. So the point being, how is, and this goes to the heart of the whole theory of the left wing and their secular religion of an immigration invasion. Let's go back to the idea you can't have your cake and eat it too. So if, according to Jorge Ramos, we're getting the best, we're getting the wonderful people who help our economy, wait a minute. That means we're taking really productive people away from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and all these other third world hellholes. We're taking their best people. We're giving them a brain drain. That's not very nice. Isn't a long-term and ultimate solution to any hellhole, isn't it to improve that hellhole? And who would improve the hellhole? Well, it would be their best and brightest. So if we strip away their best and brightest, if we take them, those that are qualified to go to a university, take them away from their country, put them in American universities, and get them jobs in Minneapolis and Dallas, how is that helping El Salvador? And then the person who came to Minneapolis as a Salvadoran then writes home and calls home and sends tweets home saying, well, see, I'm making $70,000 a year now, and I've got a five-bedroom home. I've got three cars. And what effect does that have on all of his compadres in El Salvador? Every single damn one of them has a burning desire to get to Minneapolis because they want a five-bedroom home and three cars and a free ride. So, no, you're not helping out El Salvador. You're stripping it. You're wrecking it, actually, with your so-called liberal compassion. You're actually wrecking the people that you pretend that you're helping. So that's one avenue. That's the Ramos, Jorge Ramos theory that we're taking the best and brightest. Okay, let's go the other way. Donald Trump's theory. You're sending us their rapists. And Donald Trump's got it, is more accurate. They're sending us their, well, in describing the diversity lottery, Donald Trump said, you really think they're just impartially sending us a cross-section of their population? No, they're offloading their worst on us. And this is a long-standing observation about the Mexican elite, of which Jorge Ramos is a part. Tucker Carlson called him, look, you're part of that blue-eyed Mexican elite who don't do a thing for the poor and the downtrodden in your country. Downtrodden's the wrong word. The miserable, better word. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'll finish this thought.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. And just to conclude that thought I began before the break, if these people are, in fact, the dregs of their countries that they're sending to us, not the cream of the crop of anything. Well, how is that good? Is that, does that work out? Is that, does that help our country? No, it doesn't, not at all. So there is no sound or viable argument for importing the populations of other countries, whether they're dregs or the cream of the crop. Both arguments fall on their face. There is no argument for importing another country's population. And, of course, if they are the dregs and we bring them here, what do? They recreate the hellhole. You know, why is El Salvador a hellhole? Well, it's because of the people who made it that way. So you bring them here, and what do? They do the same thing here. Some great tweets from our president. We've got George on the line and Chris in Las Vegas. And I'll go to you guys in just a second. Let me read a couple really important tweets from the president, more important than what I've been talking about. He says in his tweets today, he says, He has a lot of endorsements for great candidates coming up on the November 6th election. And he has a long, just a cavalcade of endorsements. He says, I just spoke with Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte of Italy concerning many subjects, including the fact that Italy is now taking a very hard line on illegal immigration. I agree with their stance 100%. And the United States is likewise taking a very hard line on illegal immigration. The Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, is working very hard on the economy of Italy. He will be successful. Now, we were just talking about Andrej Babiš of the Czech Republic, but you can put him in the same category as a Trump man with Giuseppe Conte. And notice that this worldwide friendship and network of Trump thinking leaders is firming up. So today, Donald Trump undoubtedly on the phone, I guess, with Giuseppe Conte. Very good. Here's another great tweet set from 7 hours ago. To those in the caravan, turn around. We are not letting people into the United States illegally. Go back to your country. And if you want, apply for citizenship like millions of others are doing. You know, folks, it's easy to take for granted because this, you know, this is an everyday conversation from Donald Trump. But just realize you've never heard anything like that in your life from any important leader in your life. Go back to your country. I mean, thank you, Mr. President. Turn around. Thank you, Mr. President. We are not letting people into the United States illegally. Okay, that was 7 hours ago. That was today. You know, we've waited a lifetime for that comment. And Donald Trump gives them to us every day. Here's another on a different topic, very important, 14 hours ago. A very big part of the anger we see today in our society is caused by the purposely false and inaccurate reporting of the mainstream media that I refer to as fake news. It has gotten so bad and hateful that it is beyond description. Here's another one of these. Let me just, you know, subject, verb, object, declarative sentence, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. Here's a quote. Mainstream media must clean up its act fast. Exclamation mark, all caps. I love it. Let's go to a couple callers now. I think we fired up the flames here. Let's go with George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? You know, the thing is, I sort of like laugh. You know, you got a lot of people. You know, listening to one broadcast last night that comes on has their own network at 9 o'clock at night, and some of these people are like, I hate armchair quarterbacks. They don't know the military. They don't know military operations, but they think they know everything.
Okay, give me a succinct point here. I connect.
Well,
they're
saying, you know, it's more like 800 troops. You know, they're saying that Mattis is sending. Well, here's right. The thing: it's like 800.
They're saying, what about that? Are they saying that's good or that's bad?
Well, they say that's bad. Well, you know, it's like that's probably not the first deployment. That's probably the first. That's probably the first pre. You know, deploy people to set up garrison.
That's the expeditionary force. There will be many more to follow that. And I see Donald Trump putting thousands upon thousands of troops on our border. I think he'll ultimately do that. So, yes, that's the vanguard. Those 800 are the vanguard. Go ahead, George.
Well, and anyway, and the thing is, it's like Also, too, it's like you got to put, we got to put combat engineers on the border. Before they can build a wall, they can build rows and rows of concertina wire.
The news today, George, the news today is that those 800 are, in fact, not infantry. They are, in fact, engineers.
Yeah, so that's great. Engineers.
Yes, they're exactly. So the president is listening to you, George. He is sending engineers. That's exactly what we need. He understands that. So, yeah, that's very good news.
But here's the thing is, are you familiar with Caspar Weinberger? He put out a book called The Next War. He predicted that that we're going to be going to war with Mexico one of these days because I really believe because Mexico, I really need to have its clock clean because they have embraced all our enemies. And when we were at the most vulnerable...
Well, I've got news for Caspar Weinberger. I know a lot about him. Mexico has already been at war with us for more than 40 or 50 years. That has been a continuous, unrelenting war on the United States. Hostile in every way. No friendly acts whatsoever from the corrupt, totally corrupt Mexican government. But you can just go down a laundry list of every conceivable way that a government could make war against the United States, and they've been doing it. So the war, this has been a one-way war without us responding. We just lie on the floor and take the punches and kicks to the head. But that war has already been in progress.
Here's the thing is, yes. I have a feeling, or it might happen, is that with this caravan, there's going to be a few people with rifles or guns firing at our troops, trying to start an incident on the border. And here's the thing is, even though the president's not calling up the National Guard, like in California, Arizona, and the Southwest, I think the governor should have their National Guards on standby.
Well, okay, you raise an important question. You raise the question of arms. It's a very important one. The Mexican invaders in Salvador and in Honduran and Guatemala and every other country, they're much smarter than we are. We're the suckers of the world, as Donald Trump says. They don't want to shoot at us. They do. The drug cartel people, they murder and chop people up and so on. But as a broader strategy, oh no, they don't want a shooting war with us. They want to simply flood into the country. So what they do when they get here, they immediately run up to the arms. They run up and embrace a Border Patrol agent, grab onto him and hold onto him and say, I'm a refugee. Asylum, asylum. I'm a refugee. They want to be apprehended. And that's what Donald Trump is. I mean, this is the catastrophe that the demon rat Congress, with a few idiots like Jeff Flake and John McCain in the Republican ranks, have imposed on our nation and on Donald Trump. We don't have good laws. So what Donald Trump is going to endeavor to do with these people when they show up, he's going to turn them around and try to march them back. But he's going to have to do this in spite of ridiculous laws that we have that give them all kinds of rights with judges and appeals and entry into the U.S. and food and shelter and a place for their children and braces for their kids and medical care and you name it, a free place to stay. 3 squares a day. This is all. So, but here's George, what's needed is not shooting on the border. What's needed is a nation determined behind its president to actually have strong laws that are not just at the border, but throughout the country, that when an illegal is hired, he's returned to Mexico or wherever he came from, and that we punish employers for hiring illegals, that we not subsidize them, that they don't have a right. That if somebody, I like the way Donald Trump says it. He says, these people come into our country, they step one foot on the soil, and now they have a right to be here. They come in pregnant, they have their baby after they walk 10 yards into the country, and now they have their anchor baby and their so-called American citizen child. We've got to change all of that. The laws to be changed. It's not shooting. Not shooting that'll do it. That isn't even desirable. That would be very bad for us. We simply need sane behavior, sound and sane behavior, defending ourselves as a people with laws that make sense. No 14th Amendment stupidity that if you have your baby in America, that's an American citizen. No stupidity that if you step one foot onto the territory of the United States, Now you have a whole bushel of United Nations and civil rights and world human rights that are now invoked. You now have all these rights because you've set foot on the soil of the United States. We need to dispense with all of that and get practical and real. Just the way Donald Trump just said it. He said, and he said some even better things in the last 24 hours. I just don't have them in front of me. But where he says, to those in the caravan, so I'll just interject, now hear this, turn around. We are not letting people into the United States illegally. That's it right there, George. That's what's needed. A president, and we actually have it.
I would have an airplane or a helicopter drop leaflets on the caravan saying, turn around, go back.
Yes. Now, there was an interview. I saw an interview with a border sheriff, and the news guy asked him, what do you think of Trump? What do you think of his policy? He said, Trump's got it right. He's got it exactly right. But he's got these people in Congress and the Senate that won't back him up. So what we as a people need to do, and this is what we're doing, George. This is what this radio show's about. It's what these rallies are about. We're forming a Trump army. Eric Trump, he was on TV yesterday. He talked about the Trump army. His own son, using that term. I like it. We're forming up that Trump army. It's a battle for the mind and the heart and the soul and the future of America. And, of course, we're having to wrestle in the mud with people like Chuck Schumer and, Congressman Schiff from California and Feinstein and all the rest of these people. So when we get determined, when we have – and this is why winning the House in how many days is it? Just
13. Anyway, I'm going to let the other caller get on the line.
Yeah, okay. But all right, thank you, buddy. And then let me just complete that thought. Folks, this is going to be a tough moment. If we, the American people, actually elect a demon rat House of Representatives majority in 12 days on November 6th, boy, do we need to look in the mirror and think about it. Now, not you folks, not us patriots and so on. We won't have done that. But it really is a sobering thought, just as it was sobering for us when Obama won. He really actually won. It wasn't election cheating that did it. He actually won against Romney. He won against McCain. Man, that'll get your attention. So we can't do that to ourselves. We can't give them the House of Representatives. But let's see what happens in 12 days. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Hi, Chris.
Thank you so very much, James. I hate to start off on a negative note, but I do have to rebut your presumption that he won over McCain and Romney. I think that was an engineered selection as opposed to an actual election, and there was quite a lot of electoral nefarious election.
You can be sure. You can be sure there was any election involving the demon rats. You can be sure there is wall-to-wall fraud, cheating, lying going on, ballot stuffing. You can be sure that that's happening. However, Obama won convincingly against Romney and won convincingly against McCain, so much so that even if they stole millions of votes, this is the horrible thing we have to confront, Chris, is that there are a lot of people inside of our borders who are not patriots. And that's a problem we have to wrestle with. Right now, we patriots elected the president. That's the number one job. We got that one done. We have elected a patriot Senate, so to speak. I mean, these are not all patriots, but they are putatively backing the president. That is a victory. And we will do it again on November 6th. The Senate margin will grow. But then there's the House of Representatives. Then there's the House of Representatives, and this is why I'm distressed by this race for governor in Florida, where this guy, Gillum, this guy is a communist scoundrel, a ghetto jiver, and he's running against this great gentleman and brilliant man and gutsy guy, Ron DeSantis. So if the people of Florida, I used to live in Florida, lived on the West Coast and the East Coast, if the people of Florida actually elect Andrew Gillum, that's real cause for concern for you, me, Chris, all of us.
Absolutely. So
Yeah. So again, and I'm with you. I don't want to be a gloom and doomer. This is what I love about Donald Trump. Donald Trump has taught us we can win. We can win.
Yeah.
We have to go ahead, Chris. The mic's yours.
We can make America great again. That's also true. I did want to take a little bit of observation about the Czech, Arne, whatever his name was.
Andrej Babiš.
And his very wise rebutting the offer of the EU to so-called come in and help them, recalling Edwin Bernays' treatise on propaganda, that if we can convince them it's for their victory, that they're our consent, their consent, that's our victory. Sorry, I missed you.
Exactly. Now, Chris, come back after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be but a death. When this war is over, it will be but a death. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Action. Killing people all the time.
We're back, folks. And We may still have Chris with us on the phone. Chris, are you there?
I am, and I do have to applaud the bumper music. I do hope this war is finally over. I'm not sure that it ever will be or ever was, but that's a very appropriate intro.
Well, yeah, and I like it fits Donald Trump, the peace president. But now let me oh, if I may with you, Chris, as we finish up, as we wrap up here for our audience, I want to point our audience to what's coming up. And what's coming up, folks, tomorrow is a great Trump rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, the largest city in North Carolina, 2.5 million people in the metropolitan area. And it's going to be in what used to be called the Charlotte Coliseum. It's now called the Bojangles Coliseum after Bojangles chicken and biscuits. But it's got a magnificent 332-foot diameter tin roof, not steel, that is 112 feet tall. So this will make for a spectacular event tomorrow with a capacity of about 10,000 people. And so look forward to that. And we'll probably be covering that. We'll probably be doing a highlights show of that event tomorrow because it's scheduled to start at 6 p.m. Central. This show goes on at 8 p.m. Central. And Donald Trump usually comes into the picture an hour to an hour and a half after the official start of an event. We might catch Donald Trump speaking live tomorrow night. So look forward to that. And let me just tell you how exciting these events are getting. I heard Eric Trump say today that the event, which event was he talking about here? Let me refresh my memory. He said at a particular event,
Elko.
That there, not Elko, there was one of the recent events, he said there
Houston.
Were, yes, at Houston, he said there were 25,000 people inside the arena. And get this, he said there were 50,000 people outside. Holy mackerel. Now that was
my
not
bad.
A report.
5,000.
Yeah, but I mean, my gosh, folks, this has never happened. That you have a crowd outside that's twice as big as the crowd that's inside a huge arena. So the enthusiasm for Donald Trump, the Trump army is growing. It's red hot. So watch for this same phenomenon, the same Trump phenomenon. We got, and Chris, there's something going on with your audio there. Let me, Chris, as I wrap up the show. Yeah, let me say good night to you, Chris. Okay, because there's something going on with your audio. Go ahead and hang up your phone, Chris. The sorry about that, folks. And want to thank Chris for calling. I am very excited about this event tomorrow night in Charlotte. Let's see how many people are outside this 10,000 seat arena in Charlotte tomorrow night. We'll see you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.